Your heart pounds, palms sweat, voice trembles, mind goes blank. That familiar terror of standing before a crowd? You're far from alone. Public speaking ranks as America's number one fear, surpassing even death itself. As Jerry Seinfeld quipped, at a funeral, most people would rather be in the casket than delivering the eulogy. Yet transformation is possible for anyone. Warren Buffett once became physically ill at the thought of speaking publicly, but credits a Dale Carnegie course as his most valuable investment ever. Whether you're facing a wedding toast, business presentation, or keynote address, the journey from terror to confidence follows a clear path, one that begins with understanding what's really happening beneath the surface of your fear. We all carry invisible scars from past speaking experiences. Maybe you were mocked during a high school presentation, stumbled through a sales pitch, or froze when put on the spot. These memories become embedded in your subconscious, triggering anxiety with each similar situation. Think about physical wounds. When you get a deep cut, proper cleaning prevents infection. Your mother probably dragged you to the bathroom as a child to painfully scrub out dirt before applying medicine. Yet with emotional wounds, we often just cover them up, hoping they'll heal on their own. They rarely do. The key to breaking this cycle is identifying and cleaning the wound, not just bandaging it. Have you been embarrassed in front of others, mocked for your performance, put on the spot unprepared? These experiences create subconscious patterns that trigger anxiety whenever you face similar situations. The most powerful healing comes from transforming your story into a speech. By articulating your experience, introducing your fear's root causes, sharing what happened and how you felt, then concluding with how you're moving forward, you often discover unexpected perspective and healing. Ancient scars become painless memories when properly treated. Like a surfing injury that becomes just a cool story once healed, your speaking wounds can transform from sources of anxiety into badges of growth. While most speaking coaches tell you to visualize success, there's tremendous value in first embracing your anxiety. By imagining worst-case scenarios, you develop two crucial skills: emotional control and proper perspective. Think about how athletes train. In soccer practice, we ran longer distances and faced tougher challenges than in actual games, making real competitions feel easier. Similarly, effective speech preparation should condition both your content and emotional resilience. We perform the way we practice. If you haven't experienced anxiety beforehand, you won't know how to manage it during your presentation. By deliberately practicing emotional control, working yourself up, then using breathing techniques to calm down, you build the muscle memory needed for the real moment. Considering worst-case scenarios helps maintain perspective. What's truly the worst that could happen? Rejection from strangers? While your life, family, health, and job remain intact. Most fears never materialize, and embarrassing moments often become amusing anecdotes rather than career enders. The potential benefits of successful speaking, raises, promotions, influence, respect, far outweigh the temporary embarrassment of a poor performance. While embarrassment fades, the benefits can advance your entire life. Your words are only half your message. You are the other half. Professional comedians demonstrate this perfectly. Robin Williams used rapid speech and physical comedy. Tina Fey embraces her awkwardness. Chris Rock leverages his vibrant voice and pacing. They amplify who they naturally are. Think of speaking as carrying two weights. Your content is like a 10-pound dumbbell. The better you know it, the closer you can hold it. Your personhood represents another 10-pound weight. Trying to speak like someone else is like holding that weight at arm's length. You'll quickly become tired, shaky, and insecure. The room had 3,200 seats, but I wasn't speaking to a crowd. Crowds are scary. Instead, I focused on individuals I'd met beforehand. Georgia the grandmother, Chad who was newly single, Tim and Sandy the newlyweds. When I stood on stage, I was speaking directly to these people whose stories I now knew. This strategy transforms intimidating audiences into personal connections. By connecting with a few people first, you visualize speaking to them rather than an anonymous crowd. Your feelings toward your audience affect how they receive you. Remember, even in professional settings, you're speaking to people, not dollar bills or books. While you can communicate with anything, you can only connect with a person. Make the big room small by speaking to all as if you were speaking to one. Before any presentation, 1. Do everything early. Prepare materials, arrive, and create margin in your schedule to reduce stress. 2. Avoid coffee and sugar before speaking as they amplify nervous energy. 3. Stand away from walls to engage rather than hide. 4. Smile to enhance confidence. 5. Breathe deeply to calm your nervous system. 6. Connect with 3 to 5 people before speaking, then address these individuals during your presentation. When you're about to speak, your mind races with self-conscious thoughts. What will they think of me? This reflects our feeling of being scrutinized. But here's the liberating truth. People think about you far less than you imagine. While you're worried about what people think of you, they're worried about what you think of them. We are naturally self-obsessed. Consider your first morning thoughts. They're about you, not global issues. The liberating truth for speakers is that your audience is equally self-focused. Even experienced speakers get nervous. The goal isn't to eliminate nervousness, but to transform it into productive energy. Your nervousness shows you care, a quality that can enhance your speaking. Like a hydroelectric dam generating electricity when water is properly channeled, your nervousness can become productive power. Channel it strategically through, 1. Use purposeful pauses. These strategic silences capture audience attention while allowing you to breathe and regain composure. They help control your delivery rather than rushing. 2. Move with deliberate intent. Instead of nervous pacing, consider moving to distinct areas for different points, providing outlets for nervousness while emphasizing key messages. 3. Light up with passion. Passionate speakers captivate audiences. Light yourself on fire with passion, and people will come from miles to watch you burn. This passion stems from genuinely caring about your audience. The speaking journey requires full presence across 3 stages. During preparation, develop both skills and content knowledge. During the presentation, focus on connection, not just content. What you lose in content, you gain in connection. After speaking, take time to analyze. Celebrate what worked, cut what didn't, and identify what to change. When speaking, remember you can only be here now. Dismiss worries about others' judgments. For beginners, avoid major changes on speech day. Instead, focus on 3 simple adjustments. Roll your shoulders back, take a deep breath, and smile. Like King Solomon, who concluded that the key to life is enjoying the present moment, this wisdom applies perfectly to public speaking. Be in the moment, connecting with your audience in a way that transforms both them and you.